Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The message that this conveys is that unless things change, unless the arms race is reversed, we're heading toward this midnight from which there can be no relief.
The doomsday clock has been set to 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it has ever been to global annihilation of the planet.
Members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine. We move the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
Hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of thanks. All of us can use thousands of words in discussion, but I cannot put words instead of guns that are needed against Russian artillery. It is in your power to guarantee such artillery and any aircraft that will crush terror. It is in your power to make the victory. So may your decisions hit accurately.
Germany to provide Poland approval this week to send thousands of heavy battle tanks into Ukraine.
We will also deliver battle tanks to Ukraine, Leopard 2 tanks. That is the result of a very close and intense discussions with our partners, with our allies. Our aim is to deliver two tank battalions together with our allies. There are many countries that want to join in. We will coordinate it and include these countries. We will train Ukrainian crews here. We will make logistics available, replenishment, and we will also allow partner countries to deliver these tanks. There are many citizens in this country that are worried because of this decision and the dimensions that this type of arm brings about. Please trust us, trust the government.
We are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other. Thank you.
American lawmakers urge U.S. to ship Abrams frontline battle tanks to Ukraine. Reuters reports breaking the Biden administration is leaning towards sending a significant number of Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine, and the announcement of deliveries could start this week, U.S. officials says.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion. Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives. The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield.
Got a shocking video of scores of F-16s spinning around in the air in Denmark in an attack exercise on the Russians. Soros has crawled out from under his rock or climbed up out of hell. Stories up on Infowars.com. George Soros urged use of Eastern European soldiers to reduce the risk of body bags for NATO countries in a New World Order article. They say New World Order.
I'm afraid to ask, but what nuclear options does Russia have?
Well, Russia has a lot of nuclear options, and so does NATO. And I don't think that either side would deliberately initiate the use of nuclear weapons. But the concern is that when you have a war, things get out of control sometimes. And there are many different ways in which this conflict could spiral into a broader war between NATO and Russia. And both sides have military doctrine that allows them to use nuclear weapons in the event that they are losing a conventional battle. And so there's a real potential here for this to take place.
As Gerald Celente always say, when all else fails, they take you to war. That's what the globalists 5 years ago that the EU said. They said, if you try to get rid of the EU or try to get rid of the New World Order, we'll just have a major war. That's how they hold us hostage.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
Well, that's Biden just a few months after the conflict started. We're coming up on a year now. And now he's reversed all that. And it's called World War III. In fact, that's such an important clip. Let's just go ahead and play that clip one more time.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
You know what? Let's just play that clip three more times in a row.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay? The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay? The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III.
Okay, okay? I've never played a clip four times in a row, five times in a year, but I think I should just play that for 4 hours today. Because every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermal nuclear war. And we're following up the ladder of escalation. So people ask me, how are you handling all your problems and all the attacks on you and your family and crew? Well, it's not enjoyable to be attacked by the deep state, but we got to fight these crazy people. We got to politically stop them, culturally stop them, economically stop them, because it's insane. It's even Henry Kissinger and the Pope in the last 6, 7 months have been against this war. Now they're for it, or Henry Kissinger is. It's madness, ladies and gentlemen. We opened the phones up yesterday, had a lot of incredible callers on the subject of World War III and the ramifications of it and how we can stop it. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to open the phones up again, and we're just going to take 3-4 hours of phone calls. I had some guests scheduled. We canceled them. Also, I was sent this yesterday, and the guy looked so young that I found it hard to believe. And so My producers did a deep dive. Other folks have done a deep dive. I got a lot of phone calls last night and this morning from very well-known talk show hosts asking me, is it real? And, yes, it's as real as it gets. It's as real as a heart attack. Project Veritas got a senior executive at Pfizer, and he's very young, right out of Yale, just a few years ago, with a medical background, bragging how they souped up and create new coronaviruses so they can roll out new vaccines for them, new mRNAs. Now, I don't need this guy to tell me that. That's in the Fauci emails. That was done at Wuhan years before they released the virus. They already had the, quote, mRNA sequences ready. That's all come out in the emails. It's all come out in Congress. It came out years ago. Got almost no attention. Now it's getting a lot of attention. But here's this guy laughing and giggling about how it's a cash cow and how it's a business forever for these people. Just smoking gun. And they pulled his bio off the Pfizer website. He's the head of mRNA technology worldwide. I know that Dr. Malone and Steve Kirsch and others were on the line with that big group meeting they had on Twitter last night with 17,000 listeners at one time. That's good for Twitter. But I mean, the point is, they had all these bigwigs last night concurring this guy's real. And I got calls saying, is this real? And I said, I don't know. Let me look. I know what the guy's saying is true from what we know they did already. But people don't care about documents. They love a person admitting it. And I get it. We're visual creatures. It's like a Perry Mason moment. And I've watched the whole undercover video of this guy. There's a 9-minute boil down on InfoWars.com. And it just makes you sick at your stomach. And when I confirmed this was real this morning, and we have really confirmed it, I've got all the evidence right here, his whole background, everything, I literally got nauseous and went in the bathroom and threw up my breakfast. And I'm not the type of guy that threw up before football games, the type of guy that threw up before I would go meet the bully after school. I mean, I've got pretty good nerves. But just watching them brag that they did it, killed all these people, and they think it's funny, and they're going to keep doing it. And they're going to cause World War III. Because we let them. And I guess if our whole Justice Department, our government, our academia, and our whole system is this bad, I guess God just turns us over to a spirit of evil and is going to let us all nuke ourselves. And I guess that's better than them slowly cutting the children's genitals off and aborting the hundreds of millions of babies and all the rest of it. So I guess we're just cutting to the chase here. But I don't think the children deserve this. We don't deserve this. And it just makes me sick. It makes me physically want to throw up right now because it's so stupid to let these people keep doing this. But our collective passiveness and our collective Stockholm syndrome has just turned the world over to a bunch of mad scientists and crazy bureaucrats and crazy academics and media people, and they are running the world over the edge of the cliff. Then I've got video. And once I watched one, I noticed there were a bunch of others being posted to the Twitter feed. And I was watching this last night and this morning, and it's just unbelievable how they've got kindergarten students, and they're sitting there with a black doll, anatomical doll of like a 2-year-old black toddler boy, and they're telling them, is this a boy, is this a girl, or could it be a boy or a girl, and teaching them how to have gender dysphoria. When a kindergartner, until you're in at least the fourth grade, you can't even make cogent thoughts and differentiate fiction from nonfiction. And so this is real child abuse by these alien leftists who all look like they're not even human, and they send their priest out from this death religion of transhumanism to absolutely screw up our children and create these designations for them when they're in kindergarten or first grade. If they get confused because the teacher confuses them, they put them in a government file and fast-track them for sterilization, and we just sit here and we just take it. And I got stacks of articles in the UK and the US of men brutally raping women in prison because they say that they're women, and convicted rapists identify as women while they're being convicted so they can be put in prison and rape more women, and the government says that's okay, we're going to keep that going. And you ask, why are they doing this? Because they're murdering common sense in front of everybody's eyes. So I'll be completely honest with you. I know a lot of people tune out of reality because it's hard to deal with. And I'm quite frankly reached the point where I took off a few weeks ago and wrote a bunch of notes about the future of the world and where the globalists are going next. And the information I wrote, over 30 pages of it, is so horrible. I was looking at it again last night, and I've been putting it into the word processor. It's about 40 pages long now. And it seems horrific to even come on air and tell you what's going to happen next. I think you've already got a good idea. You don't need me to tell you, most of you. But this is just ridiculous that this is going to destroy everybody, but we're still just like a runaway train going over the edge of a cliff. So at some point soon, I'm going to just do a commercial-free podcast deal for like an hour and just go over these notes and show some documents and do that. Because it's just, you need to know. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but again, I don't think you need me to tell you. We are under satanic control, and we are collapsing as a species. There may be still time to turn it around with God's help. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Incredible gain of function Pfizer admissions that, you know, won't do anything, at least for now. Everybody should know that, you know, they're literally assaulting us with bioweapons and poison shots and laughing about it. But here's my frustration. I love the audience. I'm very thankful to all of you. But I'm very frustrated that this broadcast has been totally vindicated in spades. And we're getting a lot of support, and we're getting a lot of people saying Alex Jones was right. But there should be more of that support, because what we're covering can turn the tide against this evil and save countless lives. And yes, what we cover here, our worldview, our understanding is being adopted by everybody else right now. But we need to stay on air to be able to cover what's coming next and continue to trailblaze, because I'm still not seeing the level of understanding of the New World Order from even some of our top brains. Tucker's getting it. He's very smart. Rogan knows it all, but is careful about what he does. Bannon gets it, is very smart. And there's others that get it, but they just, most of the people I'm not going to name, only get certain dimensions of this thing. Whereas I get the full spectrum. We have the guests, we have the callers. I immerse myself in this, and I'm very frustrated that my understanding of this is the most accurate understanding in the world of the New World Order outside of their operations, outside of their top people. I've had them try to hire me and tell me, you understand us, you understand the philosophy, you should join us. I've named names on that. This is very real, and we know how to beat these people. And so we're very important. I'm not important. You're not important, but our mission is important. And collectively, what we've done is win over and over again and been number one when it comes to exposing the New World Order out of all these other wonderful organizations that we support and that we promote. And so that's why I'm asking you to keep me in the game. And it's very frustrating in this fight. And I'm not complaining. It's just the way it is. But I have to spend 5-6 hours a day trying to get money to run this operation. And I have to pollute the show, even though they're great sponsors and things, with too many ads, to sit there and try to stay on air. And so when I really reach out to you, you come through, you buy more great products that already enrich your life that are amazing, InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm not talking to the people that support us and buy products occasionally or once a month or, you know, every 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm talking to the people that have been listening for years, that know we're 95% accurate, that know we're really trying to tell the truth, that know we have over the horizon view of things. The Who song, I can see for miles and miles and miles, and so can my guests, so can my callers. Callers are incredibly smart. I'm not patting you on the head, you blow me away. You give me insight. Because we're really focused on this here. We're not covering this topic or that topic or jumping around. We're looking at the real controllers of the world and the history of the world and the future of the world and the future together. That's why we're dead on. That's why I can tell you the Russians are going to invade in February, in October of 2021. It's how I'm able to do this, because I am immersed in this. So it's simple. Less than 1% of our listeners and viewers ever buy product. If just 1% of you more would just make the decision to go to InfoWars Store and get our bone broth formula, that is the best bone broth formula out there. It does so much for your immune system, your joints, your bones, your blood, your marrow that produces your white blood cells, everything. It's been sold out for several years. It's finally back with an updated formula, even stronger, with the turmeric and the chaga mushroom and the concentrated bone broth from chickens and everything. You need that. It's amazing. Young people should be taking it, especially people that are in sports. But everybody above 40 should be taking it. It's amazing. Everybody knows grandma's chicken soup's great for you. Well, this is concentrated of that. And so I'm just asking you to make the decision to do that. Because if we just had 1% of you more, and it's starting to happen, that message is cutting through to people, that people are getting it. If just 1% more of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your vitamin D3 with us, or get your vitamin B12 with us, or get your nitric oxide boosting systems that are so good for your heart and cardiovascular from us, or your CBD oil. We've got a top-rated national brand that let us private label it. We sell it for half of what they sell it in stores. It's a great deal. You heard Mike Adams talk about it. He reviews products for a living. So we got great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com, like 1776 Testosterone Boost and Pain MD that are already top sellers in the country. We were able to private label them at a lower price. It's all there. So just make the decision to keep the organizations on the air fighting the globalists. In fact, if 0.5% of you started buying product, we would have no problems and could cut way back how much I plug. If 2% did, we could hire 30, 40 more people, have reporters be covering everything. We don't have the money to go to Bilderberg. We don't have the money to go to Davos. We don't have the money now. You should see our reporters everywhere. Back at the time, we had enough funds. So help keep us on air. Help us expand. Hell, let's not just stay on air. Let's not just tread water. Let's go next level. Go now. Take action. Make the decision to fund the tip of the spear. And I salute you and thank you. And I thank those that have been steadfast supporters. But I challenge the listeners that are great people and pray for the show and spread the word to go get products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you stood up against the enemy and for the unborn and for the innocent at a critical time, and that you got products that supercharge your body self, your immune system, and so much more. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 1776coin.com. We're almost a year behind in the projects that I was telling you that your funding would help support. And we ended up doing 4 coins, and then that's it for the coins. We got like 700 or so of the coins left, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. It's got a markup on it because it's a donation. But you get a memento that's, you know, worth 30-something bucks, but for $100, so we have that extra money to operate. I was already weeks ago going to launch the new project I'm doing that we've been working on for a long time. And I've just been so busy with everything else, we haven't. So next week, I will launch the new project, and I'll just tell you what it is. It's going to be commercial-free podcast 3 days a week, special guests, so much more, and it's separate from InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. And I also have offers on the table to be with five offers, and three of them are really good, but there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, so I've not accepted any of those offers. Because it's a lot of money for me, but I don't, at the end of the day, care about that. I care about things that are for Free Speech Systems and this crew because I'm loyal to them. Now, some of these deals are big enough that I may be able to go and let them shut all this down and just have a whole new platform with the same crew. It's just they want us to move to another city. So there's a lot of mechanics to all of this going on and a lot of things going on behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, I believe we should keep this infrastructure and this operation we have now set up, and all I need is $250,000 more a month to be able to do that easily. And that sounds like a lot, but when you look at how BuzzFeed spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year and you know, all these other companies are going bankrupt, the left is out of gas. The globalists have spent hundreds of billions of dollars fighting us. Our millions can counter them, and we can win. So support your local talk radio. Support your local talk shows to tell the truth. But this broadcast needs your support. So just make the commitment. But everybody that got the 1776 coins at 1776coin.com, you're going to get a free membership to the new podcast and a bunch of new stuff we're about to do. So if you want to be part of that, I would suggest now you go to 1776coin.com and get the final coins.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a 3-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Project Veritas is about to join us live on air. R.C. Maxwell. They've broken hundreds of major stories, thousands over the years, but this one is sickening. A major Pfizer executive admitting that they are basically creating gain-of-function viruses to be released to the public for control and for massive, quote, cash cow profits. That is coming up. Here's a few minutes of the top story right now on Twitter, so many other places, tens of millions of people watching it. It's a huge buzz everywhere. Here's a few minutes. Directed evolution. Pfizer R&D exec says COVID-19 created in Wuhan is cash cow for company. Breaking. Project Veritas. Pfizer exploring mutating COVID-19 virus via directed evolution, that's gain of function on steroids, to continue profiting from vaccines. Here's a few minutes of it, and we'll go to R.C. Maxwell.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone the story. You got to publish your own story. We're exploring, like, now, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can create develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating viruses. It could be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, it goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
But it's the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, like, it makes no sense that this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function, but it sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay. No. So directed evolution is very different.
Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do like these like selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks.
The gentleman.
It's real, folks. People didn't think it was real yesterday. I've tracked it down. Of course, Veritas has done their vetting. The guy is the director of worldwide R&D strategic operations, mRNA scientific planning, out of Yale, graduated years ago. And it's all here. It's all true. And it gets even worse from there. Taking viruses, accelerating them into the future, making them more virulent, mutating them is gain of function, the very definition of it. And we're joined by R.C. Maxwell, spokesperson for Project Veritas. Wow, this is just over the top. I don't blame people thinking this couldn't be real, because when you watch the whole video, the admissions are just insane. What is your takeaway right now? And I'm imagining that there at your Veritas headquarters, this has got to be probably the biggest story you guys have ever broken. I mean, this is sickening.
Absolutely, Alex. This is already our most viewed video on Twitter. Thanks for Elon for letting us back on the platform. I know that you're still waiting to get free speech there, Alex. Most viewed video on Twitter. This story is flying because of the damning admissions by someone who is a director specifically working in mRNA science. This person is two levels removed from Albert Bourla, who is the CEO of Pfizer. And this video is shocking, mostly because of the carelessness in which this individual is talking. So I can understand how people could imagine the video is fake. This person is clearly a schmuck, and he's speaking about the most sinister things, clearly with no concern about regulatory oversight. We have reached out to Pfizer. We asked them for comment. They acknowledged being who they were. They acknowledged that this I spoke with the supervisor of Mr. Walker, who you see here in the video. She hung up on me, and they have not obviously responded to our request for comment. We asked them if they were concerned about the repercussions from this. Clearly, they do not care. Clearly, we uncovered earlier last year, that the reviewers are actually people who used to work at the drug companies themselves, and it's all a racket. So clearly, this is something that legacy media should be investigating, but they're not.
And the video goes on, obviously. For folks that are listening, describe more of what you guys discovered.
You also have the comments about how this is a cash cow, the ability to have a virus and to be able to mutate it and develop a vaccine and require yearly shots, a cash cow for the company. This is definitely shocking. I can tell you that Pfizer is currently working on controlling the narrative on this. They may not have responded to our request for comment, but they're already censoring comments on Instagram. They're censoring comments even on ads on TikTok. Comments have been turned off. So Pfizer is definitely very aware of this. They're doing all they can to go into damage control. I'm sure the legacy media will also be doing damage control on this, attacking us and coming with their illegitimate fact checks. But you can see the proof in the pudding. And I can tell you, we have more footage. Coming out later today, you will perhaps see the most shocking interaction James O'Keefe has ever had with someone that he's tried to interview. This whole circumstance is shocking, and the implications are sinister. Not only did we have a failure upon regulatory agencies to investigate what's going on with what these pharmaceutical companies are doing with free rein to mutate viruses, but you also have just a lack of critical thinking amongst all of Americans. And anytime you did see critical thinking, people were castigated and called conspiracy theorists. Well, now you can see that they were not.
And the circle is complete here. I mean, easy open and shut convictions. Gain of function is illegal. They admit it. He says it's for money, that they're going to make money off of this. And then we have all the Fauci emails and documents from stuff with Peter Daszak and the Wuhan Institute. And they're all talking about it there. And
correct. Don't forget, Alex, we also had the DARPA documents that Anthony Fauci actually said the words Project Veritas on Capitol Hill. He was definitely prepped to answer a question about Project Veritas because we uncovered that EcoHealth Alliance and members of DARPA, they raised flags over this. And they said, you cannot do this. We have not only ethical concerns about this, but we have containment concerns and safety concerns. This was hidden in a top secret share drive. The same share drive where they held all the Abu Ghraib files and videos, they hid that in the share drive. This has been a problem in the government, certain documents being overclassified, so we can't get to the truth of this. I just went to Capitol Hill. You have members of the Senate and members of Congress admitting that this is a problem and almost kind of acting like they don't know what to do to solve the problem.
Well, that was my next point, is what is Congress going to do? What are we going to do? Because you have the tipping point already reached. You have all the scientists coming out being vindicated. You have them admitting the vaccines don't work. You have them admitting the virus is man-made. And then now you add this at this time. I mean, this is explosive.
This is explosive. I can imagine there are going to be inquiries. I can tell you that I've already had conversations with members of Congress, members of the Senate. They're watching this closely, but it seems like the only accountability that exists are the little hidden camera videos that James O'Keefe puts out there, because outside of this, what would we have?
Well, that's right. All we had was the emails and some whistleblowers like Dr. Huff, which was huge. But people go, okay, you got a document, you got a whistleblower. This is the head executive over that department admitting they're doing it, which shows the cavalier attitude, as you said. I mean, they're playing with Promethean death fire here like it's no big deal.
Absolutely. And if this person will admit this kind of on this, you know, with this person that they necessarily don't know very well, it kind of shows you the cavalier attitude in which these pharmaceutical companies can operate.
Bingo. It shows the arrogance and the feeling of being untouchable.
Because there is no accountability. The only people who are holding them accountable, they call tinfoilists. Myself, Alex Jones, you've done a lot specifically on this topic. We know that. And you get attacked and belittled. So this is a huge racket. It's only a matter of time until the American public wakes up. The only thing we can do at Project Veritas is offer you the accountability of knowledge. And that's what we're doing here. And thank you for covering this. Obviously, it's a very important subject.
Absolutely. I know you're extremely busy. I want to talk to you in the break. You've got to leave us. I understand. If not, I'd like to come back and play a little bit more of the clip and ask you a few more questions. But you're saying right now, R.C. Maxwell at Project Veritas, R.C. Maxwell, GOP on Twitter, AmericanVoicePAC.org. But you're right there, obviously, at Project Veritas. When we come back or during the break, I'll get the answer. I want to hear about what's about to drop next, the next shoe to drop, the next balloon to go up. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The spokesperson for Project Veritas, R.C. Maxwell, with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Open phones in the second, third, into the fourth hour today on the World War III implications in Ukraine. But this bio weapon operation ties right into that, so we'll also be taking calls on this subject. R.C. Maxwell, the few minutes you've got left, I know you've got a lot of interviews to do to get this out there. I hadn't talked to you. I didn't know it was your biggest story ever. I said, this looks like your biggest story ever. You're confirming it is. Congratulations on trying to save humanity. As Senator Paul said in the last 6 hearings with Fauci, this endangers the whole world. These people need to be charged, and I believe they will be charged. They are psychotic mad scientists. Another big shoe's about to drop. Give us the inside baseball.
Well, look, the inside baseball is this. I can report here on InfoWars for the first time that when we did encounter Mr. Walker for an interview, police were involved. That's how accelerated things got. You have to understand, Alex, the folks at Judicial Watch filed a FOIA request to find out if the FBI have been having communications with Pfizer about us. The FBI are supposed to be going after people who engage in child pornography. They should be going after human traffickers, people bringing fentanyl into our country. But it turns out the FBI does have communications with Pfizer about us because we investigate them. So when we encountered Mr. Walker, we did expect things to escalate. We did not expect them to escalate to where it went. That video will be coming out today. It will be coming out in about an hour or so. You can see that on Project Veritas' channels. I will make sure to send that over to you, Alex. You're not going to want to miss it. Police were involved, and definitely the most tense interaction James O'Keefe has ever had with one of these bad guys.
Let's be clear. You guys have been raided over nothing. You've been stalked. You've been harassed. They're spying on you, and it's come out giving intel to people that you're targeting to expose because you're so effective. So they've got active measures to protect, just like they harassed Dr. Huff at his home. They've got active measures trying to stop you guys, and you're saying that's coming out in the next hour.
Yes, we've already released that the FBI has files on us and communications with Pfizer. We can't find out what that is because they're claiming it's an active investigation, which may lead to a criminal proceeding. So we don't know what that is, but I can tell you that the interaction that we're going to publish today with this awful person who discussed in a callous manner mutating the virus, the cops were eventually called because the interaction escalated to a level of physical violence.
Wow, and this is the director of their major operations. Unbelievably powerful, R.C. Maxwell. God bless and Godspeed. You guys don't deserve to be put in prison. You deserve a Pulitzer Prize and a medal, and please give Mr. O'Keefe my best.
Will do, Alex. Thanks.
Wow. Okay, if you just joined us, because I know there's people tuning in every second. When this came out yesterday, people thought it wasn't real. And then we went and looked on the Pfizer website, and he's on the website as their director of mRNA operations worldwide. And it's real. Plus, as soon as I saw it, I knew they've been doing gain of function. It's come out in the documents. But to be in a bar in a restaurant running your mouth, and then I don't know what's about to break. He couldn't tell me until it breaks the next hour, but it deals with the FBI basically shadowing them and trying to stop them in live time getting to people and getting information out. So they're having to follow around the operatives at Pfizer and Moderna and basically protect them so that we can't expose them because they're so mentally ill, in my view. They're so sick, and they think what they're doing is funny. That's what disgusts me about this, is I have four children. My father almost died from COVID. Rob Dew almost died. It's real. And the damn shots have killed a bunch of people I know. And we just can't sit here and take these type of attacks anymore. You know, I saw Tucker Carlson's report last night. 15 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com where he goes into the last 3 years of Jeffrey Epstein being murdered. Ghislaine Maxwell saying he was murdered. And then he does a whole piece showing Barr as Attorney General saying there was no one there. We have camera footage. No, the cameras were turned off. And the coroner said that he hung himself. No, the coroner said it looked like he had his neck broken. He had three broken bones. Everything they say is a lie. And that's what people have to understand, is that you don't understand the level of their lies until you've been a prominent person fighting them. And believe me, that's not like some bonus. But they make up stories about me that are huge, complex stories that none of it's true with fake witnesses. And they're doing it to everybody. And I make that point out To just lay out the fact that these people are beyond insane. Who at the Justice Department would want private companies creating bioweapons and mutating viruses that's illegal, and then you protect the people that are doing it when the bastards release it on us? It's like, where is your common sense? Where is your decency? Where is your own self-preservation instincts? And I don't want to make the FBI and the Justice Department our enemy. I want to take back our federal government. I believe in the federalist system, which means the separation of powers. But the biggest enemies of common sense and civilization and life on Earth are these big crazy corporations and the insider trading politicians and the Praetorian Guard federal government that protects these people, not from violence, but from the spotlight of truth and investigation and scrutiny. And so the whole video is just insane. It's on Infowars.com. We posted it under the live show feed. And people couldn't believe it because it's just total admissions of criminal activity. And redefining things. Oh, if we mutate and make viruses stronger, that's not going to function. That's just our cash cow. In fact, I mentioned the cash cow clip. Here is the cash cow clip.
With Pfizer of doing that.
So part of what they want to do is like to try to figure out, to some extent, try to figure out like, you know, there's all these new strains of variants that just pop up. Why don't we try to like catch them before they pop up in nature, and we can develop a vaccine prophylactic for like new variants.
Yeah.
So that's why they're thinking like, if we do it control of the labs, and we say, oh, this is an epitope, and so then if it comes out later on, like in the public, we already have a vaccine kind of working on it.
Oh my God. that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that like the best business model though? Like, just control nature before nature even happens itself, right?
Yeah. If it works.
What do you mean if it works?
Because like some of the times like we just mutations that pop up, right? And we're not prepared for it, like the Delta or Omicron,
right?
And things like that. So. Who knows? I mean, either way, it's going to be a cash cow. COVID will probably be a cash cow for us for a while going forward.
Well, yeah.
I obviously like it.
Well, I think the whole, you know, I think the whole, like, research of the viruses and mutating it, like, would be the ultimate, like, cash cow.
Yeah, it would be perfect.
Now, you would think that...
So, this guy's compartmentalized. He's like, oh, it's part of our business model. We create the viruses that they're obviously releasing. These things are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years in the future of evolution, the way they accelerated them. They admit that. So then magically, strains they already produced before they released it in 2019, this is all on record, were way out in the future, millions of different mutations later, that they produced in pigs and monkeys and rats, in China and other facilities, totally illegal, and then it magically gets released and they have their cash cow. Because, see, you can't produce all this, these chimeric viruses, and then not have it released, because then you can't have the cash cow because everybody's getting sick, everybody's scared, and then you take a shot that makes you even sicker, so you have less immune system when they release the next virus. So it's the ultimate business model to depopulate people, to take their rights, to set up a cashless society, social credit score, vaccine passport, universal basic income, total surveillance grid, get all the money, get all the power while you maim and kill people. The perfect, insane, psychotic business model. Then I got all the other vaccine news. Another NFL player, 25, dies. They were expecting a child. Ex-Lions and Chargers linebacker Jesse Lemonnier dies at 25. Agent confirms he and his girlfriend were expecting a child. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the next hour. I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to hit the big Russian news that's over the top. Joe Biden admitting that tanks to Ukraine will cause World War III and then doing it. We actually have the video. We just tuned in. I'm not joking. This is beyond satire, folks. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. Hey, we're not releasing viruses or selling you mRNA vaccines that make you grow a spike protein in your body that destroys your DNA and your heart, your lungs, your brain, and everything else. We're just selling high-quality products like super concentrated, best brand out there, Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years now, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, Primal Human Nutrition, ladies and gentlemen, and it's updated and supercharged with even more chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and, of course, so much more. It's got the, well, it's just insane. It's got so much stuff in it. Infowarsstore.com, chicken broth concentrated, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, 5 grams of organic soluble Acaria fiber to support digestion, 400 milligrams of sunflower isotretinoin that's so good for your body, organic aishi berry for antioxidants, add electrolytes, magnesium, and more. Real cocoa, bean powder, and natural chocolate flavor, and a touch of sea salt, cutting edge chicken broth, protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. Now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget the new InfoWars Platinum brand, 1776 testosterone boost.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.